the place I cook my dinners, take my baths and pay my bills. It's the place that I get letters from kids like you.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Larry.
Every day we get a letter, gotta make the problem better.
You like my yellow sweater?
Veggie
Tales. I've seen us on TV.
But now at last we're on TV.
The problem just connected to me.
It's Veggie Tales. Veggie Tales. Veggie Tales. It'd be time for Veggie Tales.
Hi, kids, and welcome to Veggie Tales
on TV.
Righto, Larry.
And we're waiting for a letter with a question that we're going to answer
right again.
Here it is.
Mail, mail, here is your mail. It's here in my bag, not in bucket or pail. I bring it through sandstorm or blizzard or gale, for I am the man who delivers your mail.
Nice song, Jimmy. Where's the letter?
It's right here. I'll just put it through the mail slot.
You can just hand it to me.
No trouble, don't mind a bit.
You're going to have to do something about that mail slot.
What's it say?
It says, Dear Bob and Larry. That's us.
Yes, I know.
Dear Bob and Larry, Marvin is mean to me. He kicks my toys at playtime. I built a tower with blocks, and he smashed it. Frederico says I should smash his tower, too. What do you think? Peter, Hammond, Indiana.
Well, Pete,
I came as soon as I could. Clearly, what Peter needs is a story from my big book of oddities.
We were just...
Let's see. Here it is. In 1523, Giuseppe Palermo built a tower entirely out of cabbage. People came from miles around to see Giuseppe's cabbage tower and to buy his homemade mayonnaise. But Giuseppe's neighbor Guido was angry, for the cabbage tower was blocking his view. So one night he pulled down the tower, destroying the mayonnaise stand and smashing the cabbage to bits. Giuseppe was furious and vowed revenge until he noticed Guido had inadvertently invented coleslaw, which turned out to be an even bigger hit than the cabbage tower. The end. So, Peter, go ahead and smash those towers. You just might reinvent coleslaw.
You're kidding me, right?
What? Shall I eat?
Pete, forget everything you just heard. Listen to this story instead.
Minnesota Q calling Martin. Come in, Martin. I can't see anything. Are there any landmarks around here?
Nothing, Minnesota. The satellite imagery is pretty fuzzy. I'm getting a glare. Use your cap to shield the screen.
Martin, it's not a cap. It's called a fedora.
You just keep a sharp eye out. This is an important find for the Children's Museum.
Martin?
Yeah?
Is there anyone else up here?
No. That mountain is totally uninhabited. Hey, Minnesota, I think I found something. Look over by the rock to your left. You see anything?
I'm on it. The golden carrot nose of the indomitable snowman of the north. No worries!
Oh, but Minnesota! I forgot to mention something!
Professor Rattan!
Once again, Mr. Cucumber! Finders keepers!
Minnesota, I forgot to tell you, be careful! The snowman might be a little unstable.
I had it, Martin. The golden nose of the indomitable snowman of the north was in my hands.
It's okay, Minnesota. You did your best.
Then he was there.
Forget about Professor Rattan. Our children's museum will be fine. We'll get some stuff for the display soon.
He's taken away all my greatest finds ever since the second grade. Remember when he took Salvador's dolly? That hurt. And just to sell it on the internet.
Rattan's just a big bully, Minnesota. You have to ignore his type and go on with your life.
It all started when he switched the gummy worms in my lunch with it.
I know, real worms.
But I didn't find out till after I ate them. As long as that bully is out there, I'm not searching for anything again. I'm staying right here.
Mr. Cucumber.
Yeah?
I'm with the New York Parks and Recreation Department, and I have an emergency with which only you can help.
Talk to the tomato. I don't go out anymore.
Just give him some space. What seems to be the trouble?
We at the NYPD believe that a rogue Canadian group of barrel makers have launched an attempt to take both sides of Niagara Falls.
Both sides? But they have the best side already.
I thought you were sulking.
Dastardly, isn't it?
Well, how can they do this?
Oh, they can't yet. They aren't strong enough. But their leader is looking for an item that will empower them beyond belief.
I thought other Canadians liked us.
What are these barrel makers looking for?
They are searching for none other than the legendary hairbrush of Samson.
You're kidding. The Samson?
What? Who's Samson?
Who's Samson? Samson was none other than the strong man in the Bible. God used him to fight against the Philistines who were bullying the Israelites.
A strong man that fought bullies, huh?
Didn't you ever go to Sunday school?
Well, what's the deal with the hairbrush?
Well, the story goes that Samson's amazing strength came from his long hair.
Well, kinda. It was really...
And when Samson's hair was cut, he lost his strength. This hairbrush is believed to be the very same that was used during the infamous shearing. So these rogue Canadians believe that whoever has possession of the brush will also gain Samson's amazing power.
But if I find the brush first, I'll have the power. Then, I can stop Rattan from bullying everybody.
Be careful, Minnesota. This isn't a chance to try to get even with Rattan, you know. It's more important than that.
It would be a lovely addition for your children's museum. You are our last hope, Mr. Cuke.
I may have blown the nose caper, but this time, I'll have the goods on Professor Rattan. I'll go.
But Minnesota, where are you going to start?
There's only one person who would know about a brush this important.
But Min, she isn't an archaeologist anymore. She gave it up when...
Martin, I'm going out for ice cream. Hello, Julia.
Minnesota Cuke. I always knew that someday you'd come walking through my door.
It's been a long time. Look, I need a couple things from you, Julia. First, a chocolate Malta.
Malt.
Right, chocolate.
No, it's malt, not Malta.
What?
Malt is a dessert, Malta is an island.
But with an Italian accent, they're both the same. I'm looking for clues, Jules.
You're not the clueless type.
I'm on the trail of a hairbrush.
Same song, second verse.
It's a special brush. Belonged to a fella goes by the name of Samson. You heard of it?
I've heard there are a lot of guys after this brush. It's too dangerous, Cuke. Stay out of it.
And let those Canadians take over? No way. Somebody's gotta stand up for the little guy.
You're asking for trouble, Cuke. All right. Try this address, 206 Via de Cortes de Pelo. There's some fellas there who might help.
I knew I can count on you.
Yo, Cuke. You forgot your malt.
I didn't order it for me.
You need something to go, Cuke? Oh, what'll it be, sir?
I'll have what your friend was having. The address, please.
I'll never tell you.
Oh, I think you will.
Okay, Martin, I got an address. 206 Via de Cortes de Pelo.
I'm on it, and I have more information about Samson for you.
Spill it.
Well, God wanted Samson to be extra special, so Samson had to make certain promises to God.
Promises?
Yeah, he couldn't touch dead things, eat grapes, or cut his hair.
That's weird.
But Samson didn't always keep his promises very well. You see, one day...
Oh, okay, Martin, could you hurry this up? I need you to find that address for me.
But, Minnesota, there must be a mistake. I can't find that address anywhere in Malta.
I must have got it wrong. I'll go back and check. You all right?
I didn't tell Cuke.
Didn't tell what?
There was a man. He wanted to know about the brush, but I didn't tell him anything.
The Canadians! We gotta find that address. Is it nearby?
Cuke, we're going to Seville.
Hey, Figaro, can I find my best razor? You been using my razor again? Why I wanna use your razor, Leo? My razor suits me just fine. I'm just a saying, I can't find my razor, and you the only other one here.
So you're positive that guy was Canadian?
I can't be sure. He didn't look Canadian.
Hey, buongiorno, mi amici. Have a seat right here. So sorry, signora. We only do the man's hair.
Leo?
Hey, Figaro. Look who's back. Hey, Leo, what do you know? Mia piccola farfalla. How you been, Julia? You been eating well? You look thin.
What's the matter, you? She looks great. Che bella, no?
Of course she looks so wonderful, you meatball. I only mean she's
look, a... Look, fellas. We came here to ask you about something.
No problemo, bambina. What do you want
to
know?
Hey, Pazan. I believe she's talking to me.
I never said
maybe this was a bad idea. Are you sure these are the guys I need to talk to?
Of course. Go ahead. Ask.
Gentlemen, I need to know about a hairbrush. Samson's hairbrush.
He's okay.
But fellas, I don't need a...
Remove his cap.
It's not a cap. It's a fedora.
You just sit down and listen to Figaro and Leo.
La Spazzola di Samson, the hairbrush of a Samson. She's not a drink to be trifled with, you know?
Maybe your girlfriend forget to tell you.
Figaro and I are la Fratellanza della Spazzola.
The brotherhood of the hairbrush.
For centuries, our papas and our papas' papas have protected the secret of the whereabouts of the brush.
We cannot let it fall into the wrong hands. Capiche?
Yeah, I capiche.
Why you want La Spazzola di Samson?
I need to find the hairbrush before the Canadians do. They plan to use its power to take over both sides of Niagara Falls.
Mamma mia, no!
Well, don't you worry, my friend. The hairbrush is somewhere safe where nobody but nobody will ever, ever find her.
Where?
Down, down, down. Underneath the city. There are secret catacombs.
Catcombs? I'm not looking for a comb. It's a
No, not catacombs. Catacombs!
And down in these ancient catacombs, there is a secret chamber. And in the secret chamber lies the one and only Spazzola di Samson.
See, Samson's a hairbrush. She lies safe.
But what if somebody finds the catacombs?
Nobody can find the catacombs, silly mozzarella.
Not without this map.
Cuke, it's him!
Nobody follows me, understand? Especially you, Minnesota fluke! Once again, you lose, worm eater!
Let me out of the chair! Hey, Figaro! 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 Figaro!
Mamma mia!
He's gonna get the hairbrush first. I gotta call Martin. Martin? Martin?
I'm here, Cuke. What's wrong? Did you get a haircut?
Never mind that. Where's the park guy?
Huh? He was here a second ago. I guess he slipped out. Tell me, what's going on?
Good, he wouldn't want to hear this anyway. It's bad news, Martin.
Would you just tell me already?
He was here, Martin. And he's after the brush.
Who?
Professor Rattan.
Okay, now don't panic, Minnesota. Remember, he's a bully. We can deal with him.
Just a bully? He's more than that. He's my enemy.
Calm down. The Bible says we should love our enemies.
Love? Love our enemies?
Everybody can't go around all the time trying to get even. That would leave the whole world in a mess. Let's just figure out what to do next.
I'll tell you what we're gonna do, Martin. I'm gonna get that brush first, and I'm gonna use its power to defeat all the bullies in the world. I'm gonna teach them a lesson they'll never forget.
But Minnesota...
See you in the funny papers, Martin. All right, where are those catacombs?
I'm glad that you ask.
We have a shortcut.
Let's go.
Too dangerous, Jules. I gotta go alone.
Be careful, Cuke.
It's the story of Samson. I'm on the right trail. What a guy. What's this all about? Samson lost his strength after a haircut? Poor fella. Worms! Samson's hairbrush.
Congratulations, Mr. Cuke.
Professor Rattan!
Make this simple, Mr. Cuke. Please, hand over the hairbrush.
Why would I do that? I have the brush. I have the power!
Really?
Of course! Watch!
What's wrong? You have no hair.
What?
You have no power because you have no hair.
But...
Now please, Mr. Cuke, if you will just hand over the brush.
Never, Rattan! I won't give it to you, or the Canadians, or anybody! It's mine!
Oh? But I think you will.
Cuke! Julia! Mr. Parkman! You say Julia! Thank you! I didn't know
that... Oh, no, Minnesota! He works for me!
You see, it was you, Minnesota, who told me the address of the barbershop, and you who led us straight to the brush!
It's a simple trade, Minnesota!
The brush for the girl.
Don't do it, Cuke!
You'll never get away with this, Rattan!
Everyone says that, but I always do. Goodbye!
Him.
Why?
Because he's a bully, Jules. I gotta get even with him. Why, if it's the last thing I do, I'll track him down and repay him for every time he's been mean to me.
You've changed, Cuke. You don't care about the hairbrush anymore. Now you only want to get even. I don't like that in you, Cuke. You're nothing but a bully.
Julia, I'm sorry. You're right, Julia. Being mean back to a bully just makes me a bully, too. But it's too late now. I can't do anything. That you, Martin?
Cuke! Cuke! I've been trying to get a hold of you! You'll never guess!
The park guy isn't from New York. He's really working for Professor Rattan, who's been following me this whole time. And I don't think there really is a rogue band of Canadian barrel makers. They made that whole thing up to trick me. Now Rattan can rule the world because he's got all the power.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, no. Cuke, that's what I've been trying to tell you. The brush doesn't have any power.
But the Bible said that Samson's hair was his...
The Bible said that God gave Samson his power, not his hair or his hairbrush.
But what about the haircut that made him lose his strength?
That wasn't about his hair, Min. Samson lost his strength because he didn't keep his promise to God. And the best part is that God gives us strength, too.
What?
Yep. He gives us an even greater power than Samson's. The power to love our enemies. And even be kind to them.
This isn't gonna be easy. But I know what I gotta do. Ready?
You bet.
Hold it right there, Rattan!
What? How did... Yeah! I have a brush, and I know how to use it!
You think he's crazy enough to try something?
You betcha.
Canadians!
No, 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 my friend. They're good guys. We call it the cavalry.
Yeah! Nobody comes to the rescue better than the Royal Canadian Mounties, eh? Get him!
Ha! There's nothing you can do against the power of Samson's hairbrush!
But it has no power.
You know nothing! Of course it has power! Watch! It doesn't work.
What's wrong?
Check the batteries, perhaps?
Doesn't have any power. Never has.
Just you wait! I'll be back!
Wait! Why are you taking him away?
Well, because
he stole a hairbrush.
He stole a hairbrush, eh?
No, he didn't. I traded him for it.
You mean...
Yep, you can let him go.
Now's our chance. Let's go. No, wait. This doesn't make sense. No one has ever been kind to me. Why did you do that?
Because God gives us the power to love everybody, even our enemies. Here, you drop this.
I don't think I want it after all.
Sure you do. Look, you can use it to cover up that little bald spot you're getting.
Ooh, nice.
Hey, I'm sorry for everything I've done. I think I'm gonna like being friends.
What an adventure! And Professor Rattan let you keep the hairbrush after all!
Well, he didn't need it since he gave up that whole world domination thing.
I'm just glad it all worked out.
You know, Cuke, I never got to tell you.
What's that, Jules?
I'm real proud of the way you handled that bully.
Aw, Julia.
Moose Lake Children's Museum. Yes? What? It is? Sounds dangerous. Well, let me ask him. Hey, Cuke, think you can find Noah's umbrella?
Where's my cap?
It's called a fedora.
I'm on my way.
That was good, too, I suppose. You see, Pete, being mean to a bully just makes you a bully, too. We're supposed to be kind to our enemies. If we do, we'll find out we have the power to turn enemies into friends. That was beautiful, Bob. Thanks, Larry. Hey, kids. Thanks for coming to my house today. See you next week. Bye.